That's okay. Okay, perfect. There, so, okay, thank you. The title of my talk is out here. My interest was in work characteristics and birth outcomes, and then, as I'll show you, ended up getting interested in how ethnic disparities apply to these, both in the work that they do and then in the outcomes. This is my group from the University of Connecticut Health Center, and try as we might, we have no significant financial relationships to disclose for this here. Now, it's no surprise to anyone that there's very strong and persistent evidence for gradients that associate socioeconomic status with adverse pregnancy and birth outcomes there. Despite this awareness, there's actually evidence that gaps between whites and other ethnic minorities may be widening, despite our awareness that they seem not to be closing. There's clear evidence overall that gradients in birth outcomes are apparent when you operationalize socioeconomic status as education. But there's also a little bit of a paradox involved in that there, that we oftentimes see clear educational gradients in non-Hispanic whites, and then attenuated or flat gradients in blacks and sometimes in Hispanics. And the addition to that paradox is that SES is operationalized as higher education, in other words, greater or equal than college educated, seems not to confer a lower risk for low birth weight in black women. So there's a paradox there that we don't tend to see the same type of gradients or stratification by work. Now, we looked earlier at increases in low birth weight and prematurity that were associated with job control and a related factor, the substantive complexity of work, which I'll get to in just a minute. And the association of these factors were attenuated when we adjusted, particularly by race and ethnicity. And so we postulated, based on these earlier findings, that if we stratified the association of birth outcomes with work and education, we were going to find significant differences amongst and between minority women, and that we might see different gradients in birth outcomes related to the work that people do. So I'll go through the procedures that we took. We essentially have been using the birth certificate registry for the year 2000 for Connecticut, and then applying indices to this that relate the demands of work and occupational coding in the data set. The birth registry has collected occupational information since about the late 1970s or early 80s. It's all been a text field, and it was never analyzed until we started doing it. It contains about 40,000 live births a year, with about 70% or so working. What we did for work psychosocial indices, and I'll linger over this for a moment, was to take data from the ONET, which is the successor to the Dictionary of Occupational Titles. And this has a huge raft of cross indices of job attribute measures for about, it's pushing about 1,000 occupations right now, and everything from whether or not you use your limbs to how much education you need, how much you're using or applying that education. And we took an aggregation factor analysis that Haddon and his group had done several years ago that had outline three factors when they factor analyze these job attribute measures. And we're going to concentrate on the first one, which is substantive complexity of work. The other two factors are whether you work with people vis-a-vis working with things, and the physical demands of work. Substantive complexity of work has a long history, and we chose this in preference to job control for several reasons. It appears to be applicable from some of our preliminary data to work more in a service economy, whereas job control, particularly questions with work on a machine and working to the pace of a machine, appear to be somewhat less or somewhat more geared to manufacturing industry. But the factor that we had has about 10 job-specific measures that assess things like deductive reasoning, ability to problem solve, active learning on the job, your ability to utilize and to make decisions, to critically think, and in the reverse, that you're less and less repeating the same tasks over and over. When we took these scores for this particular factor and applied it to the data set, we got actually a very nice normal distribution of scores with a mean right in about the middle of a range. And just to contrast those, they parallel a little bit what you see for job control, although it does differ in some significant respects, but at the high end of substantive complexity, we're seeing jobs that relate to the ability to engage with higher and higher levels of education, and on the low end, areas and types of jobs that seem to have very little for which education and using either particular training or learning on the job seems not to be applicable. The other variables that we extracted from this data set were educational levels, which we split into three groups, beginning with non-high school graduates working all the way up to college graduates. There's maternal age, history of a previous live-born delivery, trimester in which prenatal care was initiated, smoking and alcohol use. Our outcome measures were low birth weight and small for gestational age using normative data from national data sets of about 10 years ago. And the analysis was in logistic regression using occupation, splitting the substantive complexity of work into tertiles based on its distribution in the data set. And then we performed the analyses both separately by race and ethnicity to look at differences in effect of these variables, and using also in the analyses using white non-Hispanic women as the reference group for our comparative analyses. Just to briefly give you an idea of this data set, there were 43,000 live births, the 42,000 mothers, 63% had an occupation noted in the data set. The mean birth weight differed between working and non-working women of about 46 grams or so, which was significant. This is from our prior work, which just gives you an idea of the factors involved in low birth weight outcomes. Let's see, there's no pointer, I guess, here. Okay, there it goes there. But the important things to note here, tobacco use in pregnancy is a strong risk factor. Differences in black and Hispanic mothers as compared to their white references. And I should point out these are all working mothers here. And a modest gradient overall in the group with education moving on downward from using college graduate or greater as a reference. So when we looked at substantive complexity, here's some of our initial data here, and what we can see here is some interesting findings. Whites, between when we split just high and low substantive complexity, there were sort of clear differences across age, with those working in low substantive complexity jobs always having a slightly lower birth weight. Black mothers, by contrast with whites overall, had a reduced birth weight, which was clearly well known. But starting in about the middle 30s or so, these two begin to diverge, and work in a low substantive complexity job begins to get more and more deleterious, whereas in those working in high substantive complexity, it begins to kind of very slowly but steadily show an increase to the point where they're almost approximating birth weights in whites. And I show this inset just by contrast. If you look at white college graduates versus black college graduates, we don't actually see the same type of pattern as we do when we look at their work here. Now, what we did, and the one slide I'm not showing are the gradients in education, but what we did find was a stronger gradient in education going downward from college down to less than high school in white non-Hispanic women that wasn't present in either blacks or Hispanics. So we had the gradient for education in whites. What we had was almost no gradient according to the work that we saw in whites. In blacks, however, there was nearly a two-fold difference between those working in high substantive complexity jobs and those in low, and again, rather sort of flat or attenuated in Hispanic mothers here. When we looked at them by contrast, contrasting blacks or Hispanics with whites, what we saw was something considerably of interest here, was that low substantive complexity work compared to high conferred a little bit more than twice, pushing into almost three times higher risk in blacks versus whites working in the same area of work, whereas in those working in high substantive complexity work, the risk was about 50% higher in blacks than in whites, and this was marginally not statistically significant. When we look at education, this is the same slide, but with education added on the bottom, we saw the same pattern as had been seen in past data sets, that college-educated blacks versus whites had a considerably increased risk of a greater than twofold, less so in the high school graduate, and considerably more between non-high school graduates as well. So the question occurred to us, why might this be? So we began to look at differences in education versus work here. And these are the top panel is for those with a college education or better, the lower panel those with at least a high school education but not graduated from college. And here we see about a 50% increase, or about a third decrease, I should say, in black women with a college education working in high substantive complexity jobs, and about a twofold increase in blacks with a college education working in a low substantive complexity job. And the pattern repeats itself, albeit less dramatically, for women with at least a high school education there. And this is just some additional preliminary data where we examine these. This is looking at, this is regressing substantive complexity on maternal age. And if we look at it unadjusted and stratified by race, we have some additional interesting findings. For white women, the substantive complexity of a job that you worked at steadily increased over time, whereas the increase in both blacks and Hispanics was considerably less and much more flattened. When we controlled for educational attainment, in other words, taking the effect of initial or education that got you the job, we had even more interesting findings. Whites, this curve was a little bit attenuated. For blacks, essentially, this remained flat through and across age here. And for Hispanics, we had a completely different pattern, which showed that at least particularly in their younger years, that they were essentially working in jobs with considerably increased substantive complexity once controlled for a lower level of educational attainment. So just to sum up in conclusion, which is giving me the two-minute sign, which is perfect, is that we do see gradients in birth outcomes with lower work substantive complexity in blacks, but not in whites and Hispanics. This contrasts with the gradients that we see in birth outcomes that we see in whites with education, which are often that we see attenuated in blacks. That higher work substantive complexity appears to attenuate risks in blacks when you compare it with whites, that the risk goes down for equal levels of substantive complexity. When we look at work and education matrices, again, this is well known that we see lower representation of better educated black women and black mothers, as well as Hispanic mothers, in higher substantive complexity of work, and that control for educational attainment doesn't alter that picture in blacks. But what we do see are Hispanics with lower educational attainment who appear to be obtaining or engaged in work that has higher substantive complexity for a relatively controlled level of educational attainment there. So this I'm showing is really preliminary work there, but it suggests that we've got sort of two sets of SES gradients, and that education may translate into a job, which is why we see education as the best predictor of birth weight outcomes in white mothers, whereas education may not be being translated as well or nearly to the extent that we believe it should be in black women. And we see another interesting paradox in Hispanic women that shows they may be obtaining better work here. So just as a preliminary conclusion, that we surmise that mismatch between education and the level of work that you're performing may be playing a role in ethnic and racial disparities in these birth outcomes that we see. So thank you. I think I've kept on time.
Yeah. Great. Okay, we all agreed as speakers to save questions till the end unless there was a minute or two left, but we will go to the next presentation, and Ms.